Paris saw more damage in latest protests than previous weeks. By Chris Tomlinson on December 11, 2018. The property damage in Paris was even greater during Act 4 of the Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vests, protests, despite there being fewer injuries and more arrests than the previous week. The Act 4 Yellow Vest protests saw the largest mobilization of French police in years and saw well over 1,000 arrested. But according to Emmanuel Grégoire, the first deputy of Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo, the property damage in Paris on Saturday exceeded that of the previous weekend, L'Obs reports. With fewer barricades, there was much more dispersion. So many more places impacted by violence, Grégoire told French media Sunday. There was much more damage from yesterday than a week ago. He added, and noted the huge economic impact not only from vandalism but from businesses forced to close over fears of violence. Mayor Hidalgo labeled the violence as deplorable on Saturday, writing, "Tonight, I am with Parisians who lived throughout this day scenes of chaos. Dozens of traitors have been victims of the rioters, in many neighborhoods. Once again, it's deplorable." One of the major differences of the Act 4 protests compared to previous weeks was the spread of violence to cities outside of Paris such as Toulouse and Bordeaux. Mayor of Bordeaux and former French Prime Minister Alain Juppé said, "Shame on the vandals, the thieves, the looters I saw last night ruined some streets of Bordeaux. We warned the yellow vests that they would inevitably spill over. I appeal again to their sense of responsibility." On Monday, President Emmanuel Macron made an address to the French nation following the last 4 weeks of yellow vest protests and made several promises, including raising the minimum wage, giving tax cuts to retirees making under €2,000 per month, and making year-end bonuses as well as overtime work tax-exempt. The initial reaction was negative from several figures, including one yellow vest member who said, "If you still have respect for your people, resign." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.